Le'ilu nishmas rav kleinu mishkamen ben Rabbeinu Eli Melech. So the parakei mishna aleph. Kishem shamayim bodkin osa, kach hamayim bodkin osa. Just like the mei ma'arim is bodek her, so too it's bodek the man that was accused of being with her. That just like the water searches her, if she was guilty, the water would kill her, so too the water would kill the boel. Shenemar uva'u uva'u, because it says uva'u twice, but it's the vav. They're both written uva'u, uva'u. So the two vavs teach us that not just her, but also the man that she was with. Kishem shasur labal, kach asur labol. Just like she becomes usur to her husband until she drinks from the meimarim, so too she's usur to this boel, to this guy that was accused of having beer with her. When we say that she's usur to him, that means that if, let's say, your husband died or he divorced her before she drank from the water, this man that she was accused of being with would not be able to marry her. Shenemar nitma'a vinitma. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So here too, since there's an extra vav, Rabbi Akiva darshins that it teaches us the din that it's aser for the boel as well. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, kacha yadayish Zechariah ben Akatzav. Rabbi Yeshua, who's Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, said that this way the Rabbi Akiva darshins is the same way that Zechariah ben Akatzav darshined, the extra vav. Rabbi Omer, however, Rabbi says, Shnei pa'amim ha'amurim b'parsha. It's not because of the extra vav. It's because it says two times in the parsha, im nitma'a, nitma'a. It's not because it says nitma'a and vinitma'a. It's not the vavs, it's because it's a double word. Echad labal ve'echad labol. And that is what teaches us the din, that just like he's usur to her until she drinks from the meimarim, so too, this other guy she was with is usur to her until she drinks from the meimarim. And that means if her husband died, or her divorced her, since she didn't drink from the meimarim, she would never be allowed to marry the boel, this guy she was accused of being with. And the Rab points out, not only does Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rebbe, argue with Rabbi Akiva, legabe this halacha of nitma nitma, but also the first part of the Mishnah, ubo ubo, that just like the water searches her, if she was guilty, the water would kill her. That was the first part of the Mishnah. So too, the water would kill the boel. But the Gemara says, even so, Rebbe agrees with Rebbe Akiva in the halacha, but it doesn't come out from the extra vav, ubo, ubo. Rather, it's learned out from a different place. But what this means is that both Rebbe and Rebbe Akiva are agreeing to the same halachas, but Rebbe doesn't agree to darshan with the extra vavs. Rather, he darshans with either an extra word for the second drasha or for the first drasha, where it seems to be extra words in that pasuk. That's where Rebbe darshans that the man also gets killed from the water, if they were guilty.